Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is Rock and Roll Agronomy's Jason Hansen. Something I've had fun asking people here the last couple weeks, just what are some big lessons that 2023 taught us as we look ahead and plan for 24?
I think last year was the fact that we you can't count on it always raining in the spring. And that set the tone for a lot of stuff the whole year. It was our climate in our area this past year was very dry. Rain came at a premium. So we have to do the measures that we need to make sure we don't have a dry seed bed, that we prep to have our fertilizer put on in a way such that we don't, it's worked in and we use it, or we do things to time it during rain. So our soil profile right now is pretty good because we got most of our rain from September to October, but it still feels dry, and the amount of fields that are worked around here, falls work, very minimal. So the farmer feels that it's dry as well.
And how does that set us up then for planting here in 2024? What are some things that we'll have to plan for or kind of work around?
So I think from my standpoint, I wish we'd have had probably more fertilizer put on when we got that October snow. At the time, I thought that was probably the right thing to do. I still think it is. We're kind of an open winter right now. We got snow in the trees and the ditches and things like that. So it's going to be pretty critical. I think most people feel we'll have an early start next year, the way things are going. We don't dry out our seed beds. We plant to moisture, that type of thing. Because of their dryness, this last year, our crops were... Our early seeded crops like barley and canola fared pretty decent. I think most people would give that a thumbs up. Wheat was kind of, didn't hold in there like barley did, but it was better than what people were expecting it to be. So we'll probably take that as a thumbs up. Our late season crops, particularly soybeans and corn, if we could have moved our rain that started in September, we could have moved that up to August. We'd have added bushels on our corn and definitely our beans. So that was kind of a neutral to maybe, at least up here, a thumbs down. I know other parts of the state fared much better than we did, but that was just the way our weather pattern was this past year. So barley contracts, kind of tough to come by right now. More interest in canola. We'll see how that fares out, where dry beans are at. Sunflower market has really crashed. Don't have much interest in that. Corn price has affected things. So everything's kind of up in the air. I haven't talked to a lot of my farmers because I think they're like, you know what, let's just refocus after the first of the year. Take some time off here and enjoy the holidays.
And that was going to be my next question is what kind of acres were we expecting here in 2024? But of course, like you said, still a big question mark.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's I see a lot of stuff about this dryness that's occurring in Brazil. Nobody's too excited about wheat, and wheat is it's still my biggest crop that I consult on because people, you almost have to have that. I would expect those acres to probably go up in place if barley is not. We've produced so much barley the last couple years that they're sitting on it quite a bit. So nobody's really given me too big of an indication. People are doing a lot of purchasing this end of year, and I'm letting them do that, and then we'll figure out where we're going to go from there. But most of the time, there aren't too many big swings that occur. I try to just tell people it's a rotation is probably your best defense for many things. Let's not stray too far away from going too far one way or too far the other.
All right. And here this winter, looking ahead to Agronomy on Ice, what are we looking forward to there? What is that looking like right now?
Well, I'd like to look forward to a lot more ice thickness is what I would like to see. We've had it, as everybody's experienced, outside of this ice storm that we've got to enjoy right around Christmas time and a little after. We're just having a tough time putting ice on the big water at Devil's Lake. I think currently we're sitting around 6 to 8 inches out on Creel Bay, and we're down to a month. We're going to have our event February 7th. We take safety very seriously, and if things don't improve, we will still have the event. We will just have to adjust in how we do that, and Woodland Resort has always been very accommodating for that, but we have almost always got the ice we need, even if it's up to the last minute. We just need one cold stretch, and I'm sure January will bless us with that cold weather.
Fingers crossed, certainly. All right, anything else that we should touch on here, thinking back to 23 or thinking ahead to 24 here before we let you go?
I don't know. I think there's always opportunities to network with people, go to a lot of meetings, take in a lot of stuff. University of Minnesota, North Dakota State University Extension, they're putting in a lot of good stuff. A lot of private industries putting on their meetings as well. Encourage people to take all that in, take in the shows, and talk to other people as we go into this next year. I think it always helps.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us here today. Again, Jason Hansen joining us on the Red River Farm Network.